This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. World of Warcraft is an online game. It's a virtual world of violent fantasy. More than 8 million people play it worldwide. The game has gone far beyond slaying orcs, though. For many players, it has become a real-life meetup. NPR's Celeste Headlee reports.
Most Warcraft players are adults, and on average, they spend more than 20 hours a week killing ogres and demons. And surprisingly, most of them aren't shy about admitting that they play. Far from it. In fact, they're probably wondering why you're not playing, something the South Park folks exploited in an episode last year.
Randy, you're working on that sediment analysis?
Not now, Nelson. I just joined a big party of night elves, and we're going to explore the Tower of Azora together.
Is that a computer game?
No, Artard. It's an MMORPG. These are real people I'm playing with, see?
MMORPG, by the way, stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. The reason I know that is I myself am a player. World of Warcraft, or WoW, has elves, dwarves, and trolls either questing together or battling it out. Imagine playing a virtual character inside Lord of the Rings. But it's not the sophisticated graphics and complicated tasks that attract people. It's the interaction with other human beings.
Straight across and to the left a little bit, cut.
Warcraft includes a voice chat option, so players can talk to each other just as if they were on a conference call.
All right, guys, ready?
All right, guys, ready?
Moving up.
Yeah.
All in. Go. All in.
Okay.
Go ahead, guys.
I'm scared.
That's the sound of my guild, called Vengeance. Beside the occasional high schooler or college student, my guild includes an orthopedic trauma specialist, a New York City bouncer, and everything in between. Most guilds are pretty diverse. John Gazinski works at a bank in Illinois during the day, but by night, he manages the Ars Brute Squad, a guild that crosses national boundaries.
We have members all over the world. We have a gentleman who's in Australia right now, several people from Europe. We've had military members in Afghanistan that had to deploy, actually log on, and we could catch up with them that way.
Gazinski says he and his guildmates have formed strong friendships outside of the game.
We had a guild member actually go missing, and his mother reached out to us to help try to track him down. Luckily, he was okay, and we were able to find him, and he got back in touch with his family. But it turns into a very tight-knit community, almost a family in itself.
If that sounds odd to you, how about this? Arvin Leitz is the host of OnWarcraft.tv. She recently decided that Michigan was too far removed from her Warcraft buddies.
I moved closer to my guild. I just 2 days ago drove down here to Texas and set up shop here to be closer to the 20 or 30 folks that meet every week.
Leitz says her guildmates have welcomed her into their homes while she's looking for an apartment and a job. Canadian Rob Kiley is one of the elders in our guild. He's a public health official in northern Alberta and a proud level 70 night elf hunter.
We have a very social guild. We all get along quite well. But like any group of friends or co-workers or anything else, we also have our moments where we have our little arguments and disagreements and that type of thing too, but that's okay.
For many, Warcraft has replaced television. Players say it's better than TV because you're active and you're socializing in a totally relaxed atmosphere.
Merc, don't do that.
While I'm wandering around this virtual world slaying giant dragons or robots, I'm among friends, and the chat is often not about the game at all.
Beth, your daughter is very, very talkative tonight.
Is that different than other nights?
But some of it actually sounds like words.
It's going to be pretty bad if her first word is aggro or something like that.
I heard her say cookie a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, I thought I heard her say cookie too.
You were talking about cookies?
This is the normal banter between us while we're guiding our characters through the halls of a dungeon. When we get to the terrace where we have to kill an enormous hooved demon,
madness is what you hear to me.
The mood changes.
Inferno right on top of us. Run across. We gotta get out of here. Run all the way across.
A group of 10 of us is trying to kill Prince Malcazar and avoid the flaming rock monsters that fall from the sky.
Come towards us big time. Big time.
This attempt doesn't end all that well.
I'm dead. What the hell happened?
Okay, run to the door.
Did anyone live?
I couldn't kick my... No one lived.
Aaron Delwich uses World of Warcraft in his communications courses at Trinity University. He says perhaps it's games like World of Warcraft that offer the best model for a future with completely virtual workplaces.
Just in the same way that we have a web browser on our desktop now that's become essential to all of the work that we do, we'll have a window on a virtual world. And in that virtual world, our colleagues from the Tokyo office and the Johannesburg office and the San Antonio office will be available to us
But World of Warcraft is a social community. Delwich believes the game is really the Cheers of the modern generation. Much like the neighborhood bar, it's a new place where everyone knows your name, or at least the name of your online character. Celeste Headley, a.k.a. Rosetta, NPR News, Detroit.